I'm watching both of you because we're doing this via Zoom, and I'm hearing you, and I've talked to long haulers, and I've talked to people recently who have had COVID, and there is this mental health component to it. And, you know, mental health can be influenced by body chemistry, the chemicals in the brain. And do you feel that this deep emotional response that I see both of you having, is it due to the illness itself affecting you, or is it because you have a sense of loss or a sense of anger that perhaps this illness has brought on? Can you describe that? Jay, maybe you want to start?
Jay, go ahead.
I'd say it's a combination for sure. I mean, yeah, clearly, you know, we're different people now. And, you know, we both came very close to dying. I mean, that takes its toll on you. But there is something chemical. I don't know if it's been proven, and it probably will be at some point, but there is definitely a chemical thing going on. It's really hard to explain, but you can tell the difference between, you know, like, oh, I'm sad for this reason, and then having like this chemical change in the person that you are. And, you know, for me, and I don't know about Rob, but I know for me personally, that change, it shifted for me maybe a month ago. And I went from 9 months of being
it's okay, you can take a moment. I mean, let me just jump in here, and I've had other people describe this to me recently where they feel, you know, fairly normal, and then all of a sudden there's something that sets in like a gloom, a deep seated gloom, and it's very hard to cope with. And like you said, both of you nearly lost your lives, and there is, you know, that on top of it. Jay, did you have more?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I'm typically a very happy person, get after it, enjoy life. And, you know, it got hard. It got really hard for a long time.
Yeah. How about you, Rob?
Well, shoot. I mean, I already suffer from some depression, and COVID sure didn't make it any easier. I feel that I'm a lot more emotional. It doesn't take me much to cry. I feel it's embarrassing, but I can't. Whenever I think about COVID, whenever I think about all those people that have died, it really upsets me. I've stopped watching the news. I stopped listening to anything that would upset me. And it really upset me was watching the nurses say, what do you say to someone who knows they're dying and says, and asks you, am I dying? Am I dying? And thank God I didn't go through that. You know, I was lucky. I was lucky that the doctors at St. Mary's were very, very good. I can't say enough about them. And the nurses. People don't really realize what they do. You have nurses that are pretty much on 24 hours a day. Two or three of them, I think, maybe two, I don't know, two or three, maybe more, someone my size. I was huge, you know. When I went in the hospital, I was 330 pounds. They have to roll you every 15, 20 minutes, back and forth onto your stomach, pretty much 24 hours a day. You know, that takes a lot of people, a lot of manpower. When I met my nurses, there must have been 9, 10 of them that came to say, you know, you're lucky and we're glad you're alive. And it took me a long time to really understand what had happened to me, you know.
Let me ask you about that. And I'd like to ask both of you about that. Where is your understanding of what happened to you and how has it changed you? I'm sure there are profound changes in your lives, not only just due to the long haul and the symptoms you still experience, but because you have come back from literally the edge of death. How has it changed you?
Well, I can say that, you know, I don't want to look back. I have moments where I have to look back because my symptoms are not gone. And I have really bad days still that remind me of then and are tough. But I have good days too. I mean, not great days. I have good days, but I don't want to look back on this. What I do think is that, you know, for a lot of people, this will not be a serious thing at all. For whatever reasons, a lot of people are going to come through this and not notice anything, but there are a large amount of people that are going to suffer terribly for a long time with this. This is not going away anytime soon. And, you know, I think Rob's frustration with the news and everything, I have the same thing. It's like we have a much clearer understanding. We've seen a lot of doctors and talked to a lot of people. You know, I've read a lot of like real medical journals and stuff. You know, this is going to get even more serious before it gets before it gets better. That is for sure. And people can say whatever they want to me. I'm prepared for that aspect. But I can say that as far as like looking back on this, I'm done with this. I want to move forward. I want to just do my best to get better. I'll take every doctor's advice that I can, but I'm not counting on any doctors. I'm going to just do everything I can to get past this. And then, you know, hope. I mean, I just try not to think about where this could potentially go. You know, I just think that there's hope. I just want to have hope.
Yeah, me too. You know, it was something that really affected me. You know, I've had a lot of tragedies in my life, but this was pretty much up there. And, you know, I had a hard time understanding what was going on. And, but I realized that I really needed some change. And, when I was in the hospital, I was 330 pounds. Now, I'm not saying that contributed to COVID, but it sure as heck didn't help. Also, I was diagnosed pre-diabetic while I was in the hospital. I saw my doctor's charts. It said probable mortality due to obesity, fatty liver, and chronic THC use. People who know me know what that means. And yeah, but things changed. I got a nutritionist. Well, I stopped smoking, first of all. Got a nutritionist. She helped me a lot. And I'm now down to 260 pounds and pretty proud of that. And the coolest part is I'm no longer diabetic. I got the diabetes to go away through the food that I eat. And I'm pretty proud of that.
So you both have stories of hope really on the other end as far as moving forward. Yeah. You are great survivors.
Yeah, we're alive.
You know, we're alive and he's trying to get stronger. I'm trying to get stronger. I could not believe what COVID did to me. You know, I couldn't walk. I couldn't speak. I had to learn how to walk again. I had to learn how to eat again. I had to learn how to talk again. You know, in the summertime when I did come back up, I fell. And I sat down on a bench and I fell over. I couldn't get up. I had no strength, none whatsoever. So I've been working on that really, really hard. I've got a wonderful physical therapist. I've been doing respiratory therapy, cognitive therapy. I think one of the worst hits, like Jay said, I really think I took a big hit and my brain, I think, is the same. I think the chemistry has changed. I feel like I think differently. I get really super emotional and I don't want to. I have good days and have bad days, but I'm getting to have more good days than bad days, you know? And
as I understand it, Rob, as well, you're thinking about coming back to be a KBUT DJ, which we're all very excited about.
Yeah. You know, I did it for 20 years.
Sounds like a great recovery practice. I just wanted to step in and remind folks that they're listening to KBUT's Community Matters. We have been graced with the presence of two COVID survivors talking about their experience this evening. And first of all, gentlemen, again, thank you both so much for sharing your stories. We have about 2 minutes left in our show. I would like to, because of your experience, and because, of course, this pandemic and this health crisis in the United States has exposed many divisions and many separate ideas of public health and of community, without demanding it of you, because I'm sure in many cases, you know, as a whole culture experiences something like a pandemic that actually affects you individually, it can be difficult to provide that perspective at all times. But I'm wondering if there are messages about community health, about public health, about this pandemic that you would like to share with your community. And Jay, if you can begin if you'd like.
Yeah, I know this might not go over that well with some people, but I can say this for sure. You know, people talk about these lockdowns and all this with public health. I mean, the bottom line is this is going to continue if we don't start getting it straight. And I talked to a doctor and I said, you know, why does it look like in California these lockdowns don't work or whatever? And I talked to a few doctors about this and they said the same thing. All of them said the same thing. It doesn't come down to rules and regulations, basically. It comes down to lack of enforcement and compliance. If people aren't wearing masks and, you know, people say they're wearing masks, but, you know, we all know I'm around every day and I'm surprised at how many people try to come up and give me a hug. I basically have no immune system right now. Probably three people a day try to come up and give me a hug who are very great people and want to see me and be happy. But, you know, without a mask on, coming to give me a hug is not a smart idea right now. You're just actually taking my life, you know. But, you know, people aren't compliant to what is recommended. The things are not going to get better. And if there's no enforcement, which there basically isn't, and, you know, I'm not saying there should or shouldn't be. I'm just saying without enforcement, it's not going to get better. So in the least, people should just be smart and just think about your fellow, you know, citizens, wear a mask, be careful, wash your hands, just do the basics and just basically be smart. Whether you're sick or not, just be smart about it for now.
Rob, what would you like to say?
I mean, I totally 100% agree. Just do what they ask. You know, it's not that hard, you know. Wear a mask not only for yourself, but for others. You know, we don't know who's asymptomatic. We don't know, you know, and I just want everybody to wear a mask and understand that, you know, this is not a virus you want to mess with at all. You know, yes, most people won't get sick like us, but there are going to be a certain percentage that do, and we're going to have health issues for the rest of our lives. And so I hope people can take that and understand that this isn't the flu. This is, and like Jay said, it ain't over yet. And I just don't think, you know, we've got a long ways to go, but, you know, wear a mask, be compliant, you know, and be safe out there. That's all I can say.
One last time, thank you both so much, Rob Carney and Jay Prentice, for coming on the show and being so thoughtful and honest with your answers about your experience with COVID-19. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Good seeing you, Rob. You look great.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. Yeah, I'm working on it, bro.